It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's the inspiration behind the American Indian term paleface. Fox News contributor Tom Shalhoub. She talks about hoops and ticks off terrorist groups. Host of the Hoop Chat, Emily Austin. To get on her good side, just throw her a handful of birdseed. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. And finally, his knuckle sandwich can feed a family of five. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA World Champion, Tyrus. It's kind of interesting that this is what he would choose to spend his money on. What do you think of it?
I love Elon Musk. I mean, I love the guy. He has every right to be an evil billionaire, but he's just not being one. It's really amazing. And he's so open. He spent 3 hours with Joe Rogan. He'll go anywhere. He smokes cigars, talks about anything. Billionaires are very guarded. They won't give a 3-minute interview. I'm more guarded than Elon Musk, and I'm only a thousandaire.
You know what it is? He's like Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
But he doesn't need the costume.
No, but he's having a ball, and I love it. And I wish he didn't change the name of Twitter, but he makes mistakes. Like, Twitter was such a good name for the company, and then he changed it to X. I like Twitter because I like the way he says it. Twitter. Twitter.
Yeah.
I bought Twitter for $44 million. I just think he's an interesting guy, and it's a perfect contrast between him and George Soros, who, I mean, you never see him. He just hides like the evil villain that he
is.
Yeah. And the other thing, just you notice that he's referring to Earth. Like he said, Twitter was sending messages to Earth. Like he's already like on Mars. Like,
yes.
He already looks at Earth as just another place for him, mm-hmm. You know?
And you know what? He's right. When you see how the world is going, ominous point. Emily, have you been thinking about the Twitter dating app at all?
I wouldn't join it because I would rather wait outside somebody's window at night. I think it's more like personal.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be really happy because it would primarily be conservatives because the left wants to boycott X. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a bad thing for conservatives to start procreating. Maybe we can like have 4, 5, 6 children, build little conservative armies, start to outnumber the left a little bit. Because, you know, they're not going to be on the app. So I would be really elated if he can do that. And conservatives could just, you know, like genetically have smarter kids. Mm. And then maybe Soros wouldn't want to destroy civilization. But if he was smart, you'd be friends with Elon. You'd get on one of his rockets and you have like that FU money. You could move to Mars. You can like develop it. So if I were him, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I wish I had a billionaire best friend.
Elon, are applications open?
Yes, it'd be amazing, Kat. Don't you wish you had a thousandaire best friend?
I do.
What do you make of, let's say Twitter's progress now. So he's losing a lot of money. He's losing advertising. But it's definitely, and there's a lot of misinformation on it, let's be honest. But it's actually feels like a good thing.
Yeah, the dating thing, I don't know. I mean, you kind of already can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, anything is a dating app if you're creepy enough. Yeah,
that is true.
Exactly. Like DoorDash customer service. Like, my food wasn't cold, but I am. In bed at night. Come over. I wonder if that would work. Yeah. Probably would.
It probably would.
Yeah, anything can be a dating app. So I don't even know, like, what would that mean, the dating app on? I think he's just kind of trying stuff. Mm-hmm. Seeing what'll work, seeing what won't work. You can also already probably find someone to get you pregnant on Twitter if that's what you're looking for. People offer me all the time, and I'm not asking.
That's so true. All right, Tyrus, what are you looking at?
No, I'm listening to everything. Please do not make that joke and call DoorDash.
No, I'm gonna. But when they show up at my house, I'll be like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, because you staring at your phone going, oh, he's here, he's coming. I was joking. Yeah. There's certain times in life where you like you see somebody enough and you decide like, hey, I think I want to be friends with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to be friends with Elon because I think I need to be one of the guys that texts him at 2 a.m. like, yo, buy Panama. Do it. Ask, you know, like, I think he's getting to the point now where he's starting to, like, have so much fun being the hated cool guy. He's now wearing weird, his outfits are getting weirder.
Yeah.
You know, he's got an ascot and he's the cigar and he changes his accent from time to time. He's having fun and, he talks about Earth because he's already bought Mars.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I'm, you know, I just want to be able to text him like, you know, when's, you need to buy it in Antarctica and let's see if we can turn it into a rainforest.
Well, you know what the perfect example is? He bought Twitter because he was mad that they banned
and
Babylon
B. That's why I want to be friends with him.
Yes.
Like, to be at a point to when you don't like something, like,
yeah.
If I'm watching CNN and somebody pisses me off on there, I just call the accountant and be like, yo, buy all the stocks on CNN.
Yeah.
Buy it all. Do we have it? Cool. Tell Stelter he has to wear a clown suit every night on CNN or he's fired. Like, that's the stuff I would do, and I feel like Elon would be the guy to call me like, yo, did you just make him wear a clown suit? Watch this. I'm buying ABC.
Yeah.
Wait till you see soap operas this week. No, like, I just feel like that's kind of cool.
You know,
have cool trips. I would go on the moon.
I would be so petty. Like, if there were a salesman or somebody that upset me, I would buy the company so I could fire that person.
After you do the correction.
Yes.
After you make them feel like it's going to be okay.
Okay, then you go.
And then you bring them in.
Yes.
And crush their soul.
Up next, liberals ignore the Jews to make Islamophobia the news. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, here we go. As Jews are harassed left and right, the White House takes on the Muslim plight. The Biden administration is facing a backlash after announcing a plan to fight Islamophobia here in America, while hatred and hate crimes against Jewish people are on the rise. You have to hand it to Joe. He's so tone deaf, his new Secret Service code is Marley Matlin. Even the FBI director himself says anti-Semitism is reaching historic levels in the U.S., but they're working on that, too, you know, after they tracked down every grandma the police let in on January 6th. And who do they put on the case? The person least likely to get anything done. Old Venn diagram herself.
For years, Muslims in America and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. I am proud to announce the Biden-Harris administration will develop our nation's first national strategy to counter Islamophobia. This strategy will be a comprehensive and detailed plan to protect Muslims and those perceived to be Muslim from hate, bigotry, and violence.
That assessment is brought to you by a box of wine. But she says Muslims endured a disproportionate number of attacks. Compared to what exactly? Now, this isn't like returning a video camera I've already used at Walmart. We're going to need some receipts, darling. Meanwhile, as people across America rip down posters of the Jewish hostages in Gaza, leave it to the New York Times to defend the vile act. The so-called paper of record calls it a form of protest, a release valve, and also a provocation by those anguished by what they say was the Israeli government's mistreatment of Palestinians. See, they're the victims. How dare you present us with actual victims of atrocity? You're hurting my feelings. But here's why they're really defending people tearing down the posters. They got caught. And also, the truth of what's on those posters is way too hard to bear. It destroys their filter of the oppressed versus oppressor. So they got to get rid of it. Maybe attacks on Jews won't exist if we hide it from you. So according to the libs at the Times, they are just provoked protesters seeking a release valve. And so they make more bad excuses than me when I get asked to donate to charity.
I've seen it.
Ow. I'm surprised those poster terrors don't demand treatment for paper cuts. They probably asked for a Jewish doctor.
It's real. Hey.
I like that.
It's real.
I thought that was good. Very strong, Emily. As a young Jewish woman, which you are, do you find this kind of relativism sensible, the idea that, okay, there's these Jewish atrocities, we've got to speak out about that, but we also have to speak out about this?
Yeah, you know, I want to preface what I'm going to say with Islamophobia, of course, is an issue. It is. And this is not a war Muslims versus Jews. It is simply the world against terrorism. Mm. So with that being said, with Jewish hate crimes being up 338%, right now the White House's priority should be finding the people who are hunting down Jewish students on campus, threatening to shoot up Cornell, and make Jewish students feel safe on campus again, and make people not afraid to walk around wearing a Star of David. That should be their priority. So if Kamala Harris wants to go make an anti-Islamophobia initiative, you might as well then do anti-Semitism too, because it's just so silly that the 3 weeks where Jewish hate crimes are at its peak high, you're like, all right, let's talk about racism now. Let's bring something that's so irrelevant into this equation just to, like, what's the point to diminish Jewish crimes? It's so insensitive.
She grouped them together because she didn't have the data on the other stuff. That's a little trick. Politicians like to do cat. Why do you think they ask Kamala? Every time they give something to Kamala, she never gets it done. Do you think that's the case here?
Well, that was my question. What is the plan?
Yeah, it's comprehensive.
I watched the video 3 times. I got that it's comprehensive and detailed.
Yeah.
Not one detail.
No.
So we're all talking about this plan. What is it? I don't know. How can I know what to think about it if we don't know what it is?
Mm-hmm. Step one, it's bad.
Just so you know, there's a plan.
Yes, yes.
I don't think that that's a plan. Just saying there's a plan.
Well, first they're going to have to identify the number of attacks, and what they can't, if they do, then they have to say how many there are, and then it's going to be dwarfed by what's been happening to Jews. Then they can't, so they can't actually do the second step.
And also, just in general, whenever it's wartime, usually it's a war that we're directly involved in, but you worry about them taking certain rights away, things like surveillance, things like limiting speech. So I really want to know what's in the plan.
Yeah.
Always, always, always want to know the plan.
Do you think this is a strategy to get Kamala out, like giving her this role?
No, I think we need to start giving the VP some damn credit here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting tired of this.
Yeah.
All right? She apparently can keep great secrets. Okay? You couldn't tell by that speech she had an amazing plan, but it's a secret. Mm-hmm. If she tells the plan, then the bad guys will see it. Duh. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
But the joking has to stop right here. Okay, so I'm not joking. So I'm going to get real for a minute. Why do we keep asking, Greg, and I text you sometimes when you're in the five. Why do we keep asking or treating this like they can change?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we're all trying to pretend like, oh, we don't know why they're so anti-Semitic? Mm. This is who the woke have been from day one. Mm. They've just moved their stuff around. Mm. First, it was white men. Y'all had to go. You were responsible for everything, especially you, pale face. All of you had to go. All of you had to go.
I'm glad he pointed at you.
Then it was heterosexual alpha males had to go, right? Then women. Women didn't matter anymore. What is a woman? We have no idea. Mm. Unapologetically, didn't care. Women getting beat up in the streets. Oh, they shouldn't have been dressed that way. They shouldn't have acted that way. Now, they're out. Mm-hmm. The media's not getting it wrong. They're getting it right. When the Klan marched and they said that every white woman in America in the 1940s and 50s was in danger from a black man like me coming to get them. They wish. But that was the hysteria. There was no facts.
Yeah.
There was no truth to it. They just said it. So they're not going to come out and say what they need to say.
Mm-hmm.
Israel was attacked. It was a terrorist act. It was all these horrible things. Nothing that happened to Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, because supposedly it's Hamas.
Yeah.
But see, we're the only side that even separates Hamas and Palestine. They don't.
Yeah.
Because if you corner them and say, hey, condone Hamas, say Hamas is bad, they won't do it.
Yep.
And then you'll hear things like they're freedom fighters.
Yeah.
So they're all one thing.
It
so,
was an act of resistance.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's the point. We need to stop trying to figure this riddle out. They're laying it out to play it out. This is who they are,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to change. And we need to stop. We need to start being aggressive with them in terms of posting the names of people who are ripping down this stuff. Mm-hmm. Just like if a person was walking around Fox News putting posters saying the big Negro needs to go, Gutfeld.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would see that, and there'd be a scathing email in every company, every office. We need to get this racist guy out of this building. Mm. He's not going to talk to somebody like that. And we need to do the same thing with the Jewish community because it's the same exact thing. And then when their turn's over, then it'll be somebody else's. Mm. We need to stop just acting like this is a racist anti-Semitic attack to anybody who's not part of their Marxist program.
Mm. And Tom, I have to remind you to stop putting up those posters about Tyrus.
There's other ways to get a spot on this show. I understand that. Yeah, I mean, look, I agree. What Tyrus said is so accurate. It's been going on for so long. You remember when you were in college. In the late 80s, I'm in college. I go there. I had never heard anything about this. And then I show up on campus, late 80s, and people are telling me that Israel is the most genocidal nation on earth. And I was like, oh, I never heard that one. I'm like 19. I never heard that before at all. And I thought, well, I mean, I'm sure they're exaggerating, but they must have done something wrong in Israel to get these guys so angry. And then you find out, oh, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything. This has been a 50-year lie, and they continue with it. And, I mean, it is funny that I don't want to – it's like they're obviously murderers. Hamas is evil murderers, but they also have a lot of gall, Greg. They have a lot of gall.
Yeah.
Like, the head of Hamas was like – you know, he calls for a ceasefire, and they were like, oh, are you going to put your guns down? He's like, no, we need to kill the Israelis.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was like
I want to play tennis with you, but you don't get a racket.
We're out of time. Thanks to Tom Shalhoub, Emily Austin, Gad, Tim Tyrus, our studio audience. I'm Greg Gutfeld. Love you, America.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.